He's a noted surgeon who wants to make a difference in the world. So once a year, he dedicates a month to going to Central America to do volunteer medical work. And, well, I heard in the news he was in an emergency medical clinic one year performing urgent surgery on a young boy in a really remote location. The boy started losing blood faster than expected, and he clearly needed blood. But the problem was he had a rare blood type that only 2% of the population carries. And this village clinic certainly didn't have anything that rare. In that critical moment, the doctor suddenly put down his scalpel and went to another room where he gave blood. He, too, had that rare blood. The boy got the blood he needed. The surgeon returned to finish the operation. And that boy came through just fine. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when only blood could do it. A boy's life hanging in the balance. His only hope? Blood given, but the only one who had what it took to save him. Boy, do I understand that. Mine was once a life hanging in the balance, and my only hope was the gift of someone's blood, the only one who had the blood that could meet my need. Some have called him the great physician. Many call him Savior. We all call him Jesus. And my only hope of escaping the spiritual death penalty for the sins of my life was blood, his blood, the blood of the only man who had no sin of his own to pay for, God's one and only Son. Now look, no matter what religion you are, no matter how religious or spiritual you are, his blood is your only hope too. All of our theories, all our systems for getting to God and getting to heaven are at best guesswork. Only God can tell us what it takes to get to him, to be forgiven of the sin that makes it impossible for him to have a relationship with us. And God does tell us in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Sin carries this eternal death penalty of being separated from our God now and forever. And a death penalty can't be paid by doing nice things. Someone has to die. And someone did. Hebrews 9:26, our word for today from the Word of God, says of Christ, now he has appeared once for all to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Incredibly, Jesus said to God the Father, let me die so Ron doesn't have to. You could put your name there. Father, let me die so doesn't have to. If you get to the end of your life and you find out that you have missed heaven, that your eternal destination turned out to be hell, don't blame God. He gave his only son to die for you so you would not have to go there. Look, if a rescuer extends his hand and you don't grab his hand, don't blame the rescuer. In this case, the rescuer is God's Son reaching for you. He didn't just donate blood so you could be saved. He poured out his lifeblood, dying for you. It's the blood of Jesus that could cover every sin of your life. It is because of that blood shed for you that God is willing to say to you today, you are forgiven, you are clean, you are mine forever. You can see why what you do with Jesus is the decisive choice of your life, because God's never going to forget what you do with his son, because he gave his son for you. This is a spiritual rescue we're talking about, and your only hope is to grab the hand of God's rescuer, Jesus, with all the faith you've got. That step will trigger a cleansing miracle of God. In the Bible's words, the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Every sin you've ever committed, erased from God's book forever today. If you'll tell Jesus you are his from this day on, that his blood shed for you is your only hope. Our website has a brief explanation of just how to begin this life-giving relationship with Jesus. Please go there soon today. It's anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. There's an old hymn that says it pretty powerfully. Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come.